and this morning on location in Salisbury, Maryland, at the Catholic House, which is a building right adjacent to the campus of Salisbury University, where Catholic campus ministry takes place here in Salisbury for Salisbury University. And my special guest today is Regina Yankelunas, who is the campus minister here at Salisbury. Good morning, Regina.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today. We're going to be talking about your work here in campus ministry at Salisbury University and UMES, but first, tell us a little bit about yourself, if you would, please.
Well, I'm a product of Catholic schools, 12 years at the same Catholic school, which was my grade school and high school, taught by the Religious Sisters of Mercy. After that, I attended College Misericordia, which is now Misericordia University in Dallas, Pennsylvania, again taught by the Sisters of Mercy, a real trend going here in my life. But I truly love them, and I love the Catholic education, so for me it was a natural fit. I graduated with a degree in elementary education and music and French. So I felt very set to go out in the world, and I guess my first jobs were teaching in a public school, which was very unusual for me, being a product of Catholic education. I taught in different schools in Pennsylvania, New York, and Maryland for 20 years, and then got into youth ministry when I moved here to Salisbury. Mm-hmm. And that's really the stepping stone that led me to campus ministry.
And how long have you been doing campus ministry here?
I'm in my 10th year, hard to believe.
So what's a typical day or a typical school year, or what are some of the things that you do?
You know, there is no typical day to say that. It sounds really like a cop-out, but this is the most fluid ministry I know. It really is almost like a small parish within itself. Mm-hmm. It's a ministry of presence. It's a sacramental ministry. Coming here, I really didn't know what to expect. I thought it would be another type of youth ministry where I do a few programs and that would be it. But it's so much more. It is so much more. Students come for all type of reasons. Some just because they want to be supported in their faith. They want to come to Mass. They want to know that there's other Catholics on campus, and so they want to hang out and make friends with other students who are like-minded with the same moral values. Students come because their parents call and say they need some spiritual direction because a friend died, or they're going through alcohol treatment, or they're on drugs, and so I see students through that. Some of these students I never see again. They don't come to Mass, and I guess I've learned to empathize with the priesthood, because I understand what they go through. It's sometimes a very lonely type of ministry. I have no support staff here. I'm a ministry of one. So when students come and they see me and they get what they need and they walk away and I never see them again, I think, wow, this must be how our priests feel when people kind of use them for their needs. And
are most of your students here kids who were brought up in Catholic tradition, who go to Mass every Sunday? Now they're here at a medium-sized state institution of higher learning, and they just kind of want to have that comfort of what they had back home. They look at you like mom. You're the mom away from home.
yeah. There's a percentage of students who are like that, who went through their youth ministry, and they want to continue that same comfort and same place in their Catholic faith. But surprisingly, I get cards every year from different dioceses, Baltimore Diocese or Philadelphia, saying these are the students that are coming to your school, look out for them. And a lot of times I don't see those students from Catholic high schools. Mm-hmm. I really see a lot more students who were sort of on their own developing their faith in a public school, and they continue that. And So a lot of times we get the kids who feel, maybe it's time I start growing up. Since I'm on my own, I'm going to look into what it really means to be a Catholic. And so they come over. The biggest question I get, and I have to say, whether no matter what kind of student it is how do I explain my faith to my friends, to my roommate, to the atheist I meet on campus? I mean, they may be very good Catholic students, but they have no idea when someone says, what does it mean to be Catholic? Or why do you do this? So apologetics is like a huge part of this ministry. Our faith talks on Wednesday night when we meet, or just randomly during the day, the kids that hang out at the ministry center here, always want to know, what do I say to someone who asks me about the Catholic faith?
So it's not just the kids who are here because, you know, mom and dad have guilted them into doing. The kids are actually searching on their own. Do you have kids of other faiths, or maybe of no faith tradition whatsoever, that they're curious and come and tell me about this, you know, crazy Catholicism?
Yes.
Do you get that too sometimes?
Yes. Yeah, we do. We get students who come with their friends to our monthly dinners, and they happen to be of other faiths. We have students who come to our faith talks just to see what are we talking about in the Catholic faith. There are some kids who religion hop at this time while they're in college, and they will go, a lot of Catholic kids do it actually, they'll go to different churches. Campus Crusade is one of the biggest religious groups on campus. It's called non-denominational, and they probably are the largest group that meets on campus. And so a lot of kids go to that because they don't want an identity. I notice that's a big trend today with college kids, young adults. They don't want to identify with one faith or another. But since I've been here in the 10 years, every year I have had at least one student, if not several, come into the faith or receive confirmation while they're here at college. And I find that to be absolutely amazing. I really do. I think that's such a blessing to have these kids come forward. And I encourage them at Mass. I tell them we're going to start a confirmation class. I think one of the saddest things that's happened in the church, and I may be disagreed with here, is that students in high school have been given the option to receive confirmation or not. They find themselves in college or in their 20s, looking at marriage and saying, why did I skip confirmation? I'm going to stay a Catholic. I want to get married in the church, and yet I opted not to receive. So I give them that opportunity to come here to prepare for the sacrament of confirmation and receive it while they're in college. And it's a beautiful witness to do this at our Mass and to have these other students come into the faith, and we do it right at our campus Mass. And It's such a witness to the other students that they're taking this step, and they studied, on top of all their other studies, they studied about Catholicism and learned, you know, what it means to be a good Catholic. And
that's great.
It's inspiring.
In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and my guest this morning is Regina Yankelunas, campus minister at Salisbury University and University of Maryland Eastern Shore. We're based here near Salisbury, right next door to the campus, but you also are campus ministry at UMES. Tell us a little bit about UMES and how that's different, or if it's different from Salisbury.
Okay, UMES, University of Maryland Eastern Shore, is an historically black land-grant university. It's about 13 miles south of Salisbury University, but culturally, it's worlds away. We could say that, yeah, there's not much difference. Students of this age are the same in a lot of ways. They come together. They talk about singers, music, movies, whatever. But the schools are different. First of all, UMES was founded as a land-grant school and actually was under the auspices of the Methodist Church. So they had a religious connection to begin with. And they have a chapel at UMES, which is very beautiful. Not one icon or religious symbol, but it's a chapel. It has an altar area, it has seating, and it's very beautiful. And it's in the center of their student service center, which tells me that it's important to that school to be faith-based, as opposed to Salisbury University, which does not have a chapel on its campus, unfortunately. The students at UMES that we see through campus ministry, a lot of times they come from the D.C. area, Baltimore area, and parishes there. But the majority of our students are international, from Nigeria, Cameroon. We've had Sri Lankans, Trinidad. So students that are very strong in their faith in these other countries come here looking to continue it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest differences that I could tell you about is I can so relate to those students because they almost seem generations back in their upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
The way they were taught in their schools and in their churches, even I think they still use the Baltimore Catechism, but it's almost like they're in my generation rather than in the students that are here at Salisbury University. So there is that difference as far as the way I connect to them, even in a religious sense, when we do prayer down there.
Mm-hmm.
Very good Catholic, strong faith that they come with, and they continue to feed that faith.
What are the students looking for?
I think a lot of them are looking for just a place to sort of support the faith that they already have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of them come saying that, well, I'll just go to Mass and tell my parents, yeah, I go to church on Sunday. But I think a lot of them are surprised because they do find that the friendships they make here, especially if they come over to weekly meetings or monthly dinners, hang out at the Catholic house, they've said that, you know, the friends they meet here really have their back.
Mm-hmm.
They stand up for them. They look out for them. It's just a little deeper than other friendships they've made. And I think a lot of times they find themselves rooming with students they meet here because that faith is so important in their everyday life.
What are some of the challenges that you face, and what are some of the more rewarding aspects of your work?
Well, I think some of the challenges are that if you ask me if students change much from year to year, I'd probably say no. But when I look back over the 10 years from when I first came here, I'd say there's a lot more tattoos and piercings than there's ever been. So,
and those are the parents, right?
Yeah, those are the parents. But they are changing, and that's a challenge. It's mm-hmm. a challenge for me to keep up with the trends, and it's a good thing I'm not a person who likes to be set in my ways. I really do like to, even when I was teaching school, if someone would say, well, we need a teacher to do this year, I would volunteer. I'm not a stagnant person. I really do like change. So that's one of the challenges,
right,
each year, is to sort of get a handle on what the kids are thinking, what they want, and I don't mind tweaking programs, moving things around. I'm not a person to say, well, we've done it like this for 10 years, let's continue to do it. Not at all. Whatever works for the students, we will change things from semester to semester. This ministry is for them.
Mm-hmm.
It is very fluid. The one thing I won't change is where we have Mass. I want them to know where it is, no excuses.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it is a challenge to keep up with the mindset that comes with students today. And what they're bringing with them, the baggage from their high schools, from their religious education. So that is a challenge.
And rewarding?
As far as rewards, I guess there's no greater rewards than to have these students come over and want to become Catholics because
yeah.
they've met someone who really impressed them, or they've attended our service and thought it was just, you know, what religion should be about. You know,
right.
That to me is extremely rewarding.
Yeah.
Something else that's rewarding is to hear back from students who have gone. One young man sent me an email and said, I'd come back and get a second degree just to be part of CCM again.
Wow.
I learned so much and I met so many nice people. So, yeah, that means a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Regina, we're out of time. Thanks so much for having us here today, and best of luck, and may God continue to bless your work here at Salisbury University and at UMES.
Thank you, Bob.